Look, the world has changed a lot since 1976, hasn't it? Particularly when it comes to the family unit and relationships. The number of people getting married in Australia is dropping, while one in three of those who do now end in divorce, and just under half of those divorces involve children as well. So I was pretty surprised to find out that the family law system in this country hasn't changed since it was first introduced more than four decades ago. Four decades, and not a thing's changed. But today, it has been announced, and as we've been hearing in the news, a far-ranging inquiry will be conducted by the Australian Law Reform Commission. This affects so many people. Now, their report's not due until the end of March 2019. We've waited 40 years. It looks like we're going to have to wait another 18 months at the very least. It is necessary and it is long overdue. The family court is suffocating. The system is suffocating. It's undermanned. It's under-resourced. And as you have told me in the past, some serious issues can take up to 3 years before going to trial. Not to mention the exorbitant costs that are involved as well. And then there are the kids. The kids. So what can we expect from this review? What needs changing? I thankfully haven't had any personal experience within the family court system, but I know many of you have. What needs changing? 131873, ben@4bc.com.au. Those on the front line, they'll have an idea. Christine Smythe is the Queensland Law Society President. Christine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben, and good afternoon, listeners.
First review since 1976. Talk about overdue.
Oh, absolutely. Firstly, I want to say that this review is very welcome by the Queensland Law Society and our member solicitors who see the pressure that families are placed on at the coalface firsthand every day. But most importantly, this review is critical for the clients that we serve and who come from our community. It has a significant impact on our community.
All right, what are your members telling you? What is happening or not happening as far as family?
Well, you touched on it already. The delays in the family court can, in terms of getting a hearing, you're quite right, 2 to 3 years. And you quite rightly mention a child. I have children myself, and we all know that 2 to 3 years in the life of a child can be quite dramatic.
Mm.
And it's not just getting it to a hearing. It's then getting the judgments afterwards, because it can take up to 2 years to get a judgment, a decision. So it's not only taking several years to get before a court to have your matter heard, then it can take up to 2 years before the court decides what can happen. And in the meantime, our families are in limbo, and this problem has been increasing and increasing. And it's really quite interesting because it's having a significant flow-on effect through our entire court system, not just the family court system. So, for example, we have these delays in the family court, which is a federal court, but they created in 1999, they saw a need for something else. So they created in 1999 a federal circuit court. And the federal circuit court is a place where simpler matters were to be heard, and so you could get matters heard more efficiently and effectively. Well, the difficulty is that the federal circuit court, it deals with multiple matters. It just doesn't deal with family law matters, but the majority of its matters, something like 80% of them, are family law matters. And in the last 5 years, the federal circuit court has seen an increase from 40% of its matters to 80%. That's significant. It's absolutely astonishing. But the problem with that is that the family circuit court uses the state court system. So they need to use the state courts, the state courthouses, interview rooms, video link-up facilities. So when you've got more and more people feeding into the federal circuit court system, you're actually getting people feeding into the state court system, and it's having an impact in terms of those resources there. It's significantly affecting the court system overall and placing pressure everywhere. The family court system is in crisis, and you quite rightly mention that this review, we welcome it. We acknowledged it and welcomed it earlier this year at our Queensland Law Society Family Law Conference. However, it's going to take another 18 months before the review's handed down.
Yeah.
And then how much longer after that before improvements are in place? We need action now. We need resourcing now, not 18 months to 5 years down the track. We need judges now. We need more courtrooms. We need legal assistance funding. We need legal aid. We need community legal centres to be funding. We need more mediators. We need more intervention services. Part of the problem with the family court system is we've got an increase in drug and alcohol issues, anger management issues. We need more resources into the intervention aspects of that while people are waiting 4 to 5 years for these matters to be resolved.
Christine, the way you stepped through it before about the Federal Circuit Court, then using the state court system, I mean, that sounded so convoluted to start with.
Oh, it's very convoluted.
Does that need to change?
Well, yes, and we welcome the part of the review is to look at the intersection between the federal system and the state system. So there are delays and issues caused because the federal system, the Commonwealth has the responsibility to deal with a limited aspect, and then the rest of the responsibility is placed on the state system. So, for example, child risk matters are a state system matter. So you have this intersection between the federal jurisdiction who's trying to deal with family law matters, but if that family law matter involves a child risk, then it's got to intersect with the state system. So it needs a holistic review, and that certainly is part of the review process. And our members have been calling for that for quite some time, and we do welcome it, but it is convoluted, it is complex, and it needs to be reviewed.
Obviously not enough judges, not enough courtrooms. Are there not enough people coming through the system, enough, those in the legal profession graduating to those positions?
We need more judges. We definitely need more people in those positions. And there certainly needs to be more of an emphasis on appointing legal practitioners to the court. And certainly the Queensland Law Society considers that with its 12,000 solicitors that we have more than enough expertise to be able to be appointed to the bench to deal with these matters. So it's a matter of the federal government and the state governments cooperating and taking steps to appoint more solicitors to the bench so that we can have these matters heard and that families can be dealt with more efficiently and so that they can get on with their lives.
What about families? I mean, you've come at it from a legal point of view and what's needed there. What about families? What are they?
It is about the families, yeah. And that's what it's all about. It's a significant psychological strain on a family and particularly a burden on the children to have these matters waiting in limbo for so long. Imagine what it's like for a family who can't predict what school their child will be at in a year's time or 2 years' time. That's just astonishing. Where is that child going to live?
They're in limbo. Families are in limbo. Yeah, and they need to have actions today. One other one, Christine, is the mode of what happens in family courts where, you know, having negative impacts on children, on adults who have to go through the system, the adversarial mode of it. That's been called into question too.
Look, I can understand why. You don't really necessarily want to be going head-to-head in these matters, particularly where there's power imbalances. One of the concerns that we have is that the pressure that's on the family court system forces people into mediations, and often these family situations have significant power imbalances. And if they go into a mediation circumstance, we have to ask ourselves, are people making decisions that they might not otherwise make if it weren't for the fact that they had to wait 2 years to get a hearing and then another 2 years to get a decision? So that's an issue there as well. So there are issues on both sides of the fence.
All right, Christine, they're starting the review. It's going to happen, but not till March. We need something, March 2019, we need something to happen a hell of a lot quicker. At least this is a start. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Christine Smythe, she's the president of the Queensland Law Society. As I said, I have not, thankfully, had anything and any experience within the family law court system, but I know many of you have. What Christine just said, is that the problem or are there other areas? that you've experienced. I can't imagine what it'd be like living in limbo, waiting for a decision, 3 years for some to even get a trial, and then another 2 years waiting on the decision. Understaffed, undermanned. Our legal system and our families.